deep down in the linseed of Australia's Darling Downs, blissfully unaware of their peril, a million tiny mouths are hard at work. Cutworms, all Australian eating machines that once fed only on native plants, but they've adaptable tastes. Wheat and barley, cabbage and cauliflower are now grist to the mill of their mandibles. They've always had to cope with natural predators, but as the light strengthens, a far more dangerous foe launches his attack. Across broad swathes of eastern Australia, the caterpillars, some years, become a plague. Millions perish in the poisonous rain. With full daylight, the survivors begin to burrow, programmed by their genes to flee an enemy that's older than pesticide and more deadly than birds. The searing heat of the Australian sun. As summer approaches and the earth begins to bake, the soil grows warmer, the night air balmier. Safe underground, the surviving caterpillars have embarked on the next stage of their remarkable life cycle. Their bodies have turned to jelly and entirely rebuilt themselves. After 3 weeks, the metamorphosis is almost complete.